Hello, everybody. Welcome to Optional Opinion here on the Anonymous Radio Network. I'm your host, Eddie V. Thank you guys for tuning in. Tonight, we will be talking about E3. Monday and Tuesday were the major press conferences from Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo. Also, Ubisoft and EA had their press conference Monday. But I'm going to talk about them actually tomorrow. Well, I'll talk about some other things. For tomorrow's show, I'm going to do their two press conference and some of the indie games that were announced too. Because there's a lot to talk about. Forgive me. There was technical difficulties. I wasn't able to record last week to give you my impression about Silent Hill and some other things like Mario Kart 8 and my E3 predictions. But next week, I will actually Monday when I do another mini show, I will actually give my full thought on Silent Hill. I'm getting close and getting further in the game. I know if anyone's playing it for the backlog blowout bash, Saturday is the last day to actually play the game. So whether I beat it or not, I will be talking about Monday. Starting this Sunday, I will be doing Splinter Cell Blacklist for Wii U. It's also out for PC, PS3 and Xbox 360. So if you guys got that game, I'll be playing that for the next 2 weeks. But let's get into the show. E3. Wow, I think this is it's not a hard, difficult decision who had the best conference, because all of them succeeded in what they wanted to achieve, what they wanted to present and speak on. I'm actually going to be reading some titles off of Destructoid. I got their kind of like list of titles. And you guys can check them out, and also IGN or other video game websites, and check out the stories. Or if you haven't seen the press conference, you can probably look it up on YouTube or any of the company sites. They should have them up running. But this E3 was pretty good. I had to give it to pretty much Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo all at the same time. Microsoft and Sony, like I said, had Monday, but Nintendo had today, and wow, just I'll get more into that later on. I kind of want to start off with Microsoft since they were first. And since I'm reading everything off of Destructoid, I'm kind of going to just be reading the titles of their news, like of their links that have their news, and kind of go based off of that. Starting with Call of Duty, and yes, I did watch all the conferences, so I really didn't take notes. I just really wanted to watch it and see what was going to be announced and what was going to be offered. Started with Microsoft, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare DLC, still a time Microsoft Xbox exclusive. And you pretty much will be playing that game first on Xbox One. I believe November 4th is the release date for it. I think they said that it's going to be, you'll be able to play that game first on Xbox One before any of the other platforms. And I kind of got to say, it was a good trailer. It wasn't really bad. I mean, it's Call of Duty. They kind of started the show off with that game, taking a look of how the game actually looks through it being played. And I was just like, well, it seems kind of weird to me, because like all the firefights and stuff that's going on and all the buildings still looking like they're intact and everything. It is still that, you know, set piece gameplay, scripted moments and stuff. Like at the end, if anyone didn't see the trailer, spoiler alerts for some of these. At the end, a guy, he gets up, the player, as you hand another character a bomb, They slide it open. He puts the bomb in. Before he could get his hand out, the door shuts. And, you know, he's talking to them. They're trying to get it open so he can get out. But the dude, the character pushes the dude off onto the ground. And as the helicopter is going up, it blows up with him dying alone. And then got this black character coming to pull you and then the face out. It kind of gives you an idea of the gameplay, where it's going to go and stuff. So you'll pretty much find out what the game is about. Like I said, it's Call of Duty. Didn't really wow me. But it does look good. It still has the arcadey fun. It's just Call of Duty. Looking prettier and I guess faster. And it's going to be exclusive to Microsoft. That's pretty much it. Moving on, Nürburgring track available free for Forza 5. So anyone who has Forza 5 for the Xbox One, you got a circuit track, Nürburgring. I had never heard of it. I probably need to do more research and see what that track is really about. But that one is available for free on Microsoft. And then they went to Forza Horizon 2. It hits Xbox One on September 30th. And they kind of did a trailer for it. The funny thing about it is just like they were showing a lot of downhill racetracks and a lot of curves for the cars to drift and a lot of water and rain. And like it felt like their best announcement for the game was, ooh, there's weather conditions that you could drive in and there's drifting and there's 200 cars and party and all. And it was just like, okay, but I just don't get your game. Is this a racing game or is this like a downhill game? I know Forza Horizon for the 360 did kind of good when it came out. I don't know how Horizon 2 is going to stack up to it. It looks like they're going bigger and somewhat grander and better. And it's kind of weird because it feels like they just split the Forza franchise into two franchises now. You know, Forza Motorsport 5 and now Forza Horizon 2. And it's just like, are they supposed to be is one supposed to be arcadey and one supposed to be like kind of like a real racing game? Or, you know, what are they really about? I would have to look more into that. I haven't played any of the Forza games. But I know there are more recognizable franchise for the Xbox systems. And, you know, Turn 10, they always do a good job. I can't say nothing else bad about it. Moving on, Evolve's beta and DLC will hit first on Xbox One. And if anyone hasn't seen Evolve, it's kind of like a four-player versus a monster. So you can play as one of the four characters in the game and you're trying to kill this monster. Or you could be the monster and you're trying to kill all four players. So it's kind of like a man versus monster shooting game, strategy action game. I know people are being taken by storm by it, but I'm just like, I just seen it like the trailers and stuff. I'm like, okay, that looks nice, let's move on. Assassin's Creed Unity to have four player co-op. It's more Assassin's Creed just with four players. So think of Brotherhood just in that time period. Then they just try to make it bigger and bold, and I know IGN's just been advertising it like crazy, so I think, you know, Ubisoft paid the sponsorship for that. To me, it's Assassin's Creed four player multiplayer. You know, you find an enemy, find clues, y'all attack in certain manners and you complete the mission. Pretty much. Harmonix announces Dance Central Spotlight, a digital only Xbox One exclusive. So I guess Harmonix is doing the next Dance Central for the system. just a dancing game. Sunset Overdrive looks over the. It says this. Yep, Sunset Overdrive still looks some over the top fun. I haven't seen the trailer yet. I've been trying to look on a lot of websites, trying to find a trailer, trying to look on YouTube to find it. I caught a glimpse of it, and it does look good. It's by Insomniac, creators of The Resistance and Ratchet and Clank, Spyro, and they really make good games, you know, ever since they went multi-platform now, cause now they're working on the, Microsoft system instead of doing most of Sony systems. Everybody can remember they did the game Fuse for EA, and that one was actually, I think, called Overdrive, before they changed it to Fuse. So to see what they got in this game, they say it's a mix of action platform with Jet Set Radio. I really do want to take a look at the trailer for it, but it does look fun. It does look great. Hopefully, hopefully it stands up to what they're known for. Cool weapons, cool level design. It looks gorgeous. I can say that. I love how the color pops on it every time I see it. So it'll be good to see. Dead Rising 3 has fan service laden DLC available now. So this is the thing about it. There is announcement that Microsoft did for Dead Rising 3, and I believe it's free. I'm trying to get the name of it because it's a very, very long name. Dead Rising 3 Super Ultra Arcade. Dead Rising 3 Super Ultra Arcade Remix Hyper Edition EX Plus Alpha. And this one pretty much brings characters from different Dead Rising games and different costumes. So you can play as Chun-Li, I think Mega Man, Bionic Commando, just really different characters. And it's kind of like a beat 'em up game. It's completely ridiculous. Destructoid gave it an 8.5 for a review. When they announced it, they actually said that it's out today, which would have been Monday. That's kind of cool. It's funny. It's a real over the top, and it's crazy beating zombies up as Bionic Commando, and you know, Thousand kicking them with with Chun-Li. You know, it's really cool that Capcom did that. I do advise you, if anyone who has Dead Rising 3 for Xbox One, I advise you to do pick it up, because like I said, it does look fun. Ori and the Blind Forest is a gorgeous Xbox One exclusive, and that I have to agree. And it's just not only the graphics, because Ubisoft did this too, and The Legend of Zelda kind of did it too, but I'll get that in Nintendo's press conference later on. Ori and the Blind Forest, just the way that it started, this little white dragon, you know, is in this tree, and this little black bear with this white mask, you know, comes, picks him up, and it starts teaching them things. And then later on, like, it shows some of the gameplay, and one of the touching things in it, which is just amazing. And I'm not speaking gorgeous in a sense, like I said, in the graphics. I'm speaking about gorgeous in a sense that it's very emotional. The part where it got me, that I was just like, I would buy Xbox One for this game alone. It was the part where, if anyone watched the press conference or if you've seen the trailer or anything, the bear or the black mask guy or white mask guy who saves the white dragon is sitting down with his hand on his stomach, and I don't know if he's dead. I could say that, well, he's dead or he's asleep. I don't know. The white little dragon touches his hands and his hands just drop. And then it shows in the next scene that this little white dragon is just sitting down and just staring by himself. It's just like, it felt like anyone that I'm around with dies, you know. And I was just like, that's very emotional. And for people who talk about they want more emotions in their game, something like that, you know, the last time I could actually say that was very emotional to me, and something that was very unexpected was just Vivi's storyline in Final Fantasy IX. Just the stuff that he goes through and just him feeling so bad about himself and, you know, him being scared and everything. That character alone, like I said, one of the best characters in the Final Fantasy series, to me personally. I just love Vivi. It's just his emotions. And when I can feel that sorrow in a character like that, that makes me appreciate more of a game and more of a character that you created and designed. So I really look forward to Ori and the Blind Forest. I kind of give, if I had to say out of everything for the Microsoft press conference alone, besides the Master Chief reveal collection, I would have to give Ori and the Blind Forest probably Microsoft's trailer. You know, best trailer that they show. Hands down, I just, you know, I'm not worried about anything else that they show. It was just that alone. It was just beautiful, you know. And Ubisoft did one too, but I'll talk about that later. Because I do want to give Ubi, I do want to say one of the best videos that Ubisoft have shown this E3 was Valiant Heart. You probably hear, everybody's probably hearing it everywhere. That's another emotional trailer. And that one, you kind of just got to see for yourself. Just everybody, for me personally, that dog is just amazing. That dog is so cute. And that will probably be something that I will, I definitely want to play that. I'm sorry that it's not coming to Wii U. I wish it did. That game is using the Ubi Art system. But luckily it is coming to PS3, and I'll probably have to just buy the game on PS3 because that, hopefully the game, you know, it's a really good game when it comes out, but just that trailer alone is just amazing, breathtaking. Moving on the Microsoft conference, Microsoft reveals Conquering Project Spark. Microsoft reveals Halo Master Chief Collection, this biggest HD bundle era. And which is cool, which I give props to Microsoft actually doing that. So Halo, the Master Chief Collection is packing, of course, everybody probably have seen this and read this, is packing the Halo Anniversary that came out for the Xbox 360, Halo 2 Anniversary, which is kind of the new one everybody's expecting for them to announce. They're packing up Halo 3 and Halo 4. You're going to get Halo Nightfall, which is their digital series, and then you'll get a beta for Halo 5 when the game comes out, when the HD release comes out. And it's a good value for $59.99. 343 Studios is doing it all. I gotta say that Halo 2 map looks really good, the one that they showed. So I really can't wait. It really is trying to bring a lot of the Halo characters back, you know, into the Xbox brand and be like, you know, we want to hype you guys up. We just want to throw everything at you guys. So when Halo 5 comes out, you guys know the story and you're ready to go. And they really didn't show much for Halo 5. They just really spoke more about the collection. So, I mean, good for them, for Microsoft doing that. Moving on for that, new Dragon Age Inquisition trailer. Fable Legends unveils Venom mode co-op play. That Fable Legends, I'm sorry, that game looked like garbage. There's something about that art style, something about the characters, the way that it looks. That thing looks like garbage. They have one character. She has this big shoulder pad of metal. Her hair is everywhere. It's blonde. And I just looked at this game. It was just like, whoever created this just did such a bad job. And I don't want to knock the developers who made it. I don't want to knock Microsoft, because they got good ideas of whatever they're thinking. But they would need to redo that whole art style. I mean, I'm going to just say this. Take a look at Fable Legends, and then take a look at The Legend of Zelda for Wii U. Not Wind Waker, the trailer. And you can see the art style difference. And you will probably be more impressed with Zelda than you would with Fable Legends. I'm sorry, but that game needs to go back and just, I don't know, just probably redesign the characters just the way that they look, because it's just, like I said, just garbage. Inside is the next game from the creators of Limbo. New content first on Xbox One for Tom Clancy's The Division. I really don't care about The Division. It's a shooting game, strategy game. Moving on. Cuphead, Plague Incorporated, Evolve 3's more come to Xbox One. Now, Cuphead, I do have to talk about. Cuphead, my friend Mike was telling me yesterday, because somehow I missed it in the conference for some reason. I think I was, because I, where the way that I was watching it, it might, some stuff might have been edited out. Cuphead has that old school Disney. Steamboat Willie during those times, the cartoon, like the Betty Boop cartoon. So, you know, you got that, you know, jiggly musical animation. Cuphead looks like that. And it looks like an action platformer. I don't know if it's going to be two players, but I know the way that they show us, it feels like Contra in a way. And I was just watching the trailer of it, and I'm blown away. No one has ever attempted that art style on a console. Not even Kingdom Hearts 2. Yes, I know about the Steamboat Willie part, and I know about Epic Mickey. But no one has really tried that style of animation as a game. You know, really imitated to, you'd be like, wow, this actually looks like a cartoon. You know, Wind Waker, yes, when that came out, that looked like a cartoon. But Cuphead just looks amazing. And that would probably be another game I would get for Xbox One. And I'm just like, okay, Microsoft, y'all, you know, of course, 3 and Evolve and, you know, Plague Incorporated and all the other indie games and stuff, they're cool and everything. But Cuphead just like, wow, this is kind of better than half of the AAA games that's coming out from third parties. Just saying, just kudos to them. As I mentioned earlier, get the Halo 5 beta with the Master Chief Collection, The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt, they announced that, Killer Instinct Season 2, teased with TJ Combo, Microsoft rebooting Phantom Dust for Xbox One, Lara Croft needs some psychiatric help here, Rise of the Tomb Raider, you gotta watch the trailer, I know what they're talking about, and sorry Square Enix, or, Idols, that psychiatrist's teeth is bonkers. That shouldn't, I'm just like, that mug got some big choppers. It looks ridiculous. Crackdown is coming back to Xbox One. Yay. Hopefully they can recoup from Crackdown 2, because I heard that game was just terrible. Hideki Kamiya unveils new Xbox One exclusive from Platinum Games called Scalebound. And so I'm assuming that Platinum is almost done with Bayonetta 2, since they announced that the game Bayonetta 2 is coming out with on Wii U exclusively in October. Which is fine, it's good that Platinum found something. Scalebound's probably gonna probably be a good thing. Other than that, that was the Microsoft conference. Like I said, you guys could look at it. And they said they was gonna come with games. They wasn't gonna do much Kinect. They wasn't gonna pull no strings with TV, and that's what they pretty much did. Sony, on the other hand, where do I even start? Sony didn't have a bad press conference. Sony was good. The one thing that I completely hated, which I just thought that was one of the stupidest ideas, them saying that they asked people to write them letters, and they were just using the letters to transition to different games that they want to announce and everything. They started off with Destiny, and Sony reveals new White Glacier PlayStation 4 console with Destiny bundle. Play Destiny first on PlayStation. It's Destiny. Sucker Punch is working on a standalone Infamous Second Son DLC. I think it's called First Lady. I believe that's the name of it. Really good trailer. I haven't played the Infamous Second Son, so I don't have a PlayStation 4 yet. So it looks good. Can't wait to see more of it. They said that you don't need Infamous Second Son to play the game, but that's kind of good for them doing that. Lovely new PS4 game, Entwine, out now. What Entwine is kind of like somewhat of a rail shooter, but you control both characters at the same time with the analog stick. The one is a orange fish, and the other one is a blue bird. Then they can't really be together because they're two kind of opposite. But sometimes they do unison things, and you gotta kind of like collect their own colors. So it's kind of like Ikaruga in a way. But I don't think to fight any bosses and stuff. And it's like I said, it is out now. I haven't read any reviews for it, so I kind of want to look that up. I'll probably do that later on. And it looks good. The rail shooter, animals with beautiful graphics, pretty much. Little Big Planet 3 has three new playable characters. There's a dog, there's a one thing that looks like Grimace, and then there's a bird, and then there's Shu, and they all could do different ability. They all have their own abilities, and you could use all four of them at the same time. You can see the trailer because the people who was playing the game, they do mess up, and it's kind of funny just to see that even when you mess up, you guys can still have a good presentation. Nothing gaffed about or anything. From Software reveals Bloodborne coming in 2015, and what Bloodborne is, it's kind of it starts off like kind of like a zombie game, and this guy is killing them, and then when it gets to the end of the trailer, it seems like you about to get this treasure, but this dragon comes out, and he puts his hands down, and then it ends. And what Bloodborne is from the creator of Demon's Souls. A lot of people got hyped about that. I never played Demon's Souls, so I didn't get the director's name. I know it. They said on the conference, but it's going to probably be a good game. Sony gives us a peek at PS4 exclusive, The Order 1886, and it started to look like Resident Evil 4, 5, and basically that's it. over the third person over the shoulder shooting zombies, demons, monsters, whatever. And what they was doing in the trailer, it was trying to make it creepy, you know, sneaky stuff. And at one part, it's like you actually control the action. Then it's a action movie. So I don't know what it is for right now, but you know, a lot of people are liking it. Some people are hyped about it. I'm just like, this like Resident Evil. Pretty much. Deep Silver announces Dead Island 2 set in Southern California. And this is when they started doing all the letters and stuff. So somebody wrote how they want more zombies and stuff. The trailer for Dead Island 2 is funny. It's really good. It's better than the first. Well, it's not better than the first trailer that they show, but it actually gets to the point what the game is going to be about and where it's placed at. It's really funny. The problem that they gave it away was the jogger that really starts everything off. He has the bike mark on his arms, so he covers it up with on his wrist. He covers it up with this with those little jogging armband wrist things. It feels like a towel, the cloth ones. And then he puts his music on to his cell phone or iPod, MP3 player, whatever. And he's just jogging along. This song is coming on. And every time he meets a character, the character gets attacked about zombies. So everything starts coming on. And then, like, later on, the character looks down at his arm and it starts growing big. And, like, kind of time elapses and he turns into a zombie. He's still running with the headphones and stuff. And all these other zombies and stuff come on. And then this truck comes in, runs him over. And it ends with a guy getting out the car. He picks up the leg of the runner that he killed, and he's just like, sweet, these shoes. And, you know, they end up taking the shoes, and it goes on. Then it says Dead Island 2, and pretty much that's it. The Last of Us creatures infect Diablo 3 Reapers of Souls, I guess. Grim Fandango remastered for PS4 and Vita. That's kind of, I think, one of the big things. So I guess because since everybody know that Disney bought LucasArts, they now own the Grand Fandango franchise. So I guess Sony made an exclusive deal with them. So Tim Schafer and the crew, they're going to be remastering Grand Fandango. So it's going to probably be better graphics. It might be more puzzles. It might be stuff. Might be new stuff. Who knows? Far Cry 4 on PlayStation will allow co-op with friends who don't own the game. You can check the trailer for that. Magicka 2 revealed at Sony press conference. I got to say that this was one of the most funniest trailers. I kind of cracked up. And it starts off with this magic user. You don't see his face or anything. He's in this red robe, and he has this staff that does this laser thing. And he's just depressed, and you know, because he has nothing to do, he has no job or anything. And somehow, the funny part was, and people were just like, ooh, the funny part was, he somehow hit the staff. The staff hits the cat that he owes, and the cat blows up. And the way that it happened, it was just funny. I'm like, how they went for it. And then he ends up looking in the newspaper, and there's a job, but you know, this job's not for him. And then it says magic spell users, and then it shows some of the end game stuff for a multiplayer, for people doing magic spells and everything. And then it says Magicka 2. It's a good trailer. It was really funny. I never played the first game, and I probably won't play the second game, but I mean, it's good that they revealed it. They did a funny trailer. No Man's Sky is making console debut on PS4. It looks okay. It's like you're on this planet and you're searching, looking around all the beautiful stuff, and it's very orange. And then you get into, you see something that's happening, and you hop in your airplane, and you go to the sky, and you flying and shooting all the ships, and then you land on another planet. Same thing over and over, rinse and repeat. That's what I got. PlayStation getting exclusive console debuts from Devolver Digital Games. Sorry about that. Sony debuts brand new game from developer Giant Squid Abzu. Suda 51's next game, Let It Die, will be exclusive to PS4, which is, they say, is free to play. Sony and Disney announced partnership for Disney Infinity 2. Fat Princess and more games are free to play Vita titles. U2 support for PS4 share catchers coming this fall. PlayStation Now open beta coming July 31st. PlayStation TV comes to US and Canada this fall for $99. Sony's first original PlayStation TV series is Powers. Mortal Kombat X looks more brutal than ever. Mortal Kombat X. It's just Mortal Kombat. I think the thing I have with this problem with Mortal Kombat is this, like, ooh, you can do this fatalities, you can fight all of this. And then you look at Smash Brothers and just be like, which one do I rather want to play? Mortal Kombat or Smash Brothers? And pretty much Smash. You know, definitely now with a lot of, just with the crazy character rosters that they just, you know, they just announced Pac-Man has been confirmed for Smash Brothers. And, you know, fighting them with the GameCube controllers and, you know, the game being on 3DS, they're just making it so much bigger, but I'll talk about that later. Mortal Kombat X, it's going to be new characters, new fatalities, different moves, combos, and it feels still slow. I think because after watching Killer Instinct, Xbox One, just be like, okay, yeah, kind of repetitive a little bit, but I'm just like, something about the speed of it is just nice, doing those combos. And even with, like, the versus Capcom games, you know, the combos on there, you know, crazy as they are, they still just look amazing, just the way that they're animated. Not saying that I'm over the Mortal Kombat series or anything, but I'm just not. I wasn't shocked or wild or surprised by Mortal Kombat X. First peek at Ratchet & Clank film remake original works for PS4. The Last of Us remaster comes to PS4 on July 29th. Grand Theft Auto 5 comes to PS4 this fall. That was expected. Sony announces Uncharted 4 at the end coming to 2015. And then you get a first look at Scarecrow and Batman Arkham Knight. And then that's pretty much it for the Sony conference. Basically, it was, I mean, they had some good announcements, just a lot of talking, some gameplay demos, but it, you know, something about the Sony conference just didn't wow me this year. And I was even shocked about the Grand Fandango stuff. I'm going to be like, oh, wow, they remastered. I'm just like, well, I never played the PC version, so it wouldn't do me no justice. Yes, the Dead Island 2 trailer was funny. That was good. You know, I never played Demon's Souls, like I said. Destiny is Destiny. Even though, you know, they tell the story of what Destiny's going to really be about. Not saying I wasn't too thrilled or anything for it, but it is what it is, and that's pretty much it. The Sony conference, it's Sony. You know, they didn't really have to do much, because like everybody said, they're leading the next gen. Which is now current gen now. You know, they're leading, I guess, in console sales. But to me, that kind of came to us, like, it's kind of at a standstill for some reason. Maybe it's just me and the area that I'm in. You know, people got their system, and, you know, I guess they got their games. But it's just like, for every PS4 game that comes out, no one's touching it. I don't know if that's me, or what it says, but you know, it is what it is. Like I said, nothing wild me. Congrats that they got Destiny to come out first. And that's pretty much it. Moving on to the last bit of news, was actually Nintendo's digital event, which was actually today, this morning, at anyone who lived here in the Midwest, it was going to be at 11 o'clock. Anyone who lived on the East Coast, it would be like, I think at 8:30. Oh no, so it must have been 10 o'clock. I think 10 o'clock here or whatever. It was a 2-hour time difference. First, I'm just going to go through all the news before I give my impressions on each one. Mii's and NFC toys confirmed for Super Smash Bros. Out in October. The NFC, they're called Amiibos. Nintendo reveals Skylanders like NFC to Amiibo. Just said that. Yoshi's Woolly World looks amazing. Nintendo talks Zelda Wii U influenced by Retro Zelda. Captain Toad getting a full-on game coming holiday 2014. Bayonetta 2 released in October with first game included. Nintendo announces Kirby, the Rainbow Curse for Wii U. Midna and Zelda are playable on Hyrule Warriors. Xenoblade Chronicle X coming to Wii U in 2015. Create your own custom levels in Mario Maker. Pokemon Alpha, Sapphire, Omega Ruby coming to 3DS on November 21st. Nintendo announces Splatoon, a 4v4 action game. Nintendo teases new game revealed later today, likely Star Fox. Lady Palutena confirmed for Super Smash Bros. And like I said, Pac-Man confirmed for Smash Bros. And the reason why I read all the news for the Nintendo is because everybody knows that I'm a big Nintendo fanatic. I try my best not to be biased or anything like that, but I think they won E3 hands down. And I will say this. Of course, Nintendo is not doing good in Wii U sales. Whatever. But they know how to make a press conference interesting throughout all. You know, even if it's tape, they start off with them having the Robot Chicken guys do some of their skits and stuff in between games and stuff, which is really funny. Reggie, president of Nintendo, he prints out a flower after a character asks, or after this person in the attendance asks for when we get a Mother 3. So he used a flower proper and burns them. That mess is funny because I tried my job like, wait, what just happened? And all this craziness just comes out, especially the Link one. And Link is trying to get something. And you see Cartoon Link come out and the Adult Link is mad and stuff. And they said, they told me that you wouldn't be here. Just the way that they do it. You have to watch the Nintendo digital event to see it. It's hilarious from beginning to end. Good announcements. I love how they brought their Japanese developers that's working on a lot of games for Wii U and 3DS. Just, you know, giving them time to explain how they create their games, given the process, telling them in their own words what the game is about. It was pretty cool to see that. Very good music, relaxive. Even though it was being translated, not subtitled anything, there was someone speaking over them. It was really good. The thing that kind of won me over, and I don't know if this is for anybody else, the fight between Iwata, president of Japan, Nintendo Japan, and Reggie, them just going at it Smash Brothers styles. And you know, Iwata throwing his hands up before like he bows and stuff, you know how he usually does in a Nintendo Direct. He does that move and him and Reggie comes together and then they get into a fighting stance, and it's such hilarity to see it, because with them fighting, it introduces the Miis that's in the game that you're going to actually be fighting. it they do some Matrix style stuff. It's so good. Just really good. And it's just so funny. But that one got me. That I was just like, okay, Nintendo, I think you already run this. You started off right with Robot Chicken. And then to see this Iwata fight is amazing. You know, bonkers, crazy. Love it. I laughed all the way. I really want the Amiibo toys, though. I seen it, and I'm just like, I can't wait for them to come into my job so I can touch it, so I can put some on the side, be like, I need this one, this one, and this one. Gotta find out what the price is gonna be for them. They didn't announce that, which is fine for E3 for Nintendo. Usually they do a Nintendo Direct throughout the year, so they give you updates on their progress working title. So E3 for them is kind of like I was telling a friend when I was telling Mike yesterday. E3 for Nintendo is kind of like all year round with these Nintendo Directs. They talk more about the toys and some stuff about Smash. Yoshi's Woolly World, we called it first Yoshi's Epic Arm. And I think when they showed it, I think it was going to be a Wii title. But I think they decided to move it to Wii U because it looks really different at this time. And goodness, it looks gorgeous. It doesn't look too, it does look like yarn, by the way, on the TV screen, when you watch, cause I watched it on the Wii U, since I didn't get to see the live feed of it. It looks really good, and it was funny seeing them eating the Yoshi and then spinning them out and having the directors talk about it. What was cool about it, though, which I like how they set it up, is that they introduced the two directors looking at different yarn and different colors, and then you get this big wide shot of them sitting down talking about the game and like a rainbow of yarn. Of like rainbow colors of yarn just sitting behind them, and they're discussing the game. And I was just like, in HD, that looks nice. Like it really popped. And they really got their message across. I'm really looking for it. I said this to my friend today. I gotta save about $700 because there's gonna be so many games in 2015 for Wii U alone that I want. You know, this is not even including the indie games that's supposed to be coming out. And they got some good indie games too. But I want to talk about those, like I said, tomorrow. This Yoshi game, I love Kirby's Epic Yarn. If I had to talk about graphics, that has never been touched or done, that is one of them. Who would ever think to make a game out of yarn actually look like yarn? I mean, Kirby Epic Yarn, regardless of people found it fun or not, too easy or too hard or whatever, it was a great amazing game. I love how they went with they took that art style and tried something different. Kind of like Cuphead. It's a Cuphead. Hold on one second. Yeah, Cuphead. You know how they took that Steampunk Willy art style, that old, you know, 40s classic art cartoon style. You know, it's really good to see them actually do something different like that. You know, with Cuphead, you know, I feel like that's the next graphical style that I can't, that's mind blowing to me, that I would never thought nobody would ever touch. But to see Yoshi's Woolly World, it's really amazing. And you don't have Mario in this game, or it might, I don't know if it sits around Mario. I like how the fact that one shot they have in the game that you hit the piranha plant with one of your Yoshi eggs, and the yarn just wraps them all up and it makes them all dizzy. And so just little stuff like that, little touches like that, you know, you see a little string out, I guess you could grab it with your tongue and it'll come all the way, it'll start unraveling, coming all the way out, leaving to more of the level. They still have the little jewel encrusted currency thing. So it's going to be really good to see what they do with that game. And I really just love the fact that they did that. Moving on from that, Captain Toad getting the full game. If you play Super Mario 3D World, it's the same thing, which is kind of cool. The Legend of Zelda Wii U. I think I have to say that for last. Bayonetta 2 is released in October, like I said, with first game included. Bayonetta 2 is still looking good. It's cool that she's fighting in the Legend of Zelda and Link's Princess Peach and Samus costume. That's really cool. Really going to be a good game. And lucky that they're including the first game, because I never played the first one, so I can't wait to see that. Kirby, the Rainbow Curse. I never played the Kirby, I think it's Rainbow World 4 on the DS. I didn't play that, but I heard it was a good game. And then to see it on the Wii U, it's another Kirby game. Really nice. I like how they used it. For me personally, I need to see more and get my hands on it. I still need to try the 3DS one. But I look forward more to that. Midna and Zelda are playable on Hyrule Warriors. I really can't wait for Hyrule Warriors. I really want to just get my hands on it and just beat the crap out of it. I never played the Dynasty Warriors game, but I do want to play this one. Xenoblade Chronicles X. When they showed it for the Nintendo Direct, they showed like just the big landscape and stuff, and then to see it now how it's more sci-fi as the intro, I'm really, really now more intrigued to see what goes on. I know that I can't believe they didn't show Shin Megami Tensei versus Fire Emblem, or Cross Fire Emblem. I really wanted to see more of that, but they're probably still working on that. So, you know, it's Atlas and Nintendo together. So, they're probably getting the things, you know, worked out and stuff. So, I really can't see more. I can't wait to see more of that. Hopefully, they have that info about the game that'll run in a year. It'll probably be out for next year. There were more announcements, like Phoenix Wright Trilogy for the 3DS, Professor Layden versus Phoenix Wright is coming out. I think it's coming out this fall too. I think the trilogy is coming out. Yeah, the trilogy in that game, I think, is coming out this fall. So that's good to hear. And like I said, there's indie games and stuff. I know I'm not covering a whole bunch of games. The Mario Maker. That's going to be very interesting compared to what Little Big Planet has. To see what crazy levels, you know, people are going to make in Mario and them switching out the graphics. I really can't wait to see what they do with that. The Pokemon games, yeah. Splatoon looks pretty nice. It's a new IP from one, I believe, their younger developer team, because I have never seen those guys or heard of them. But to see them, I can't wait to play that game. Shigeru Miyamoto doing the next Star Fox, and I'm not being able to see how the game looks. It I know they can't show much, but I'm so excited for that game now, knowing that the Star Fox is being, knowing that Miyamoto is digging his hand into Star Fox. I really, really can't wait to see what comes up. And I kind of like, and there was a story that my friend posted that came from Kotaku, and the interviewer asked Miyamoto why would they show the game in this state. He was just, and Miyamoto's just said, I want to get you guys to see what I experiment with before I add graphics and developers and all that stuff. I want you to get the idea first of where I'm going before I finish it and clean it up. And that's kind of cool. I like him being open and honest like that. Lady Palutena. Sorry for that. She's from the Kid Icarus game that came out for 3DS. She's gonna be like I said, a confirmed fighter. She got some good moves, but I think I just need to see more. And I just kind of need to see what Pac-Man is going to be doing. Because, goodness, Mario versus Mega Man versus Sonic versus Pac-Man. That's it. That's literally all. You got Nintendo versus Sega versus Capcom versus Namco. Done deal. So that was pretty much most of the conferences for the last 2 days. And a lot of people are probably voting on what game they like best, what conference they didn't like, or and things like that. Like I said, for me, I give it to Nintendo. Nintendo just came on top with it. I believe they really came with it. They were silly, but they presented great games and gave you insight from the developers. I think Microsoft would probably be second with what they had to offer and show. And I think third has to be Sony. Even though they're confident and they're in a great place, just nothing about them wowed me personally. But like I say, I really did wish I didn't really want to grade them like that, but that's me. You know, everybody else will have their own grades and stuff like that. But I want to hear your guys' opinions on what you thought about the conference. You guys can email me at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's MYOP, the number 2, COMMENT. And those are all lowercase letters at yahoo.com. You guys can find me on Facebook as Ever Vernell. You know, friend me, hit me up, and let me know what you guys think. Tomorrow, like I said, I'll be talking more about Ubisoft and EA, giving some of them insight, and then talk about some of the indie games that's going to be on like PS4, Xbox One, and the Nintendo eShop. Capcom, I know, announced that they're planning on bringing up 15 games, and I think they released their list, so you guys can check that out. Also, anyone who has a Wii U right now, of course, everybody know Mario Kart 8 is out. Hopefully, I can set up some tournaments and let everybody know that, you know, I'm doing the tournament and stuff. Also, I know right now they got a 30% sale of selected Mario, Zelda, and other titles for on the Wii U. I haven't checked the 3DS because I've been at work today. Hopefully, I get to check it out and see what's on sale. But thank you guys for tuning in. That's my thoughts on the conference. You know, just a little bit rundown. Like I said, I think Nintendo, for me personally, won this E3. Sony came in third. Microsoft took second. You know, I thank goodness Microsoft brought it just with the games. And I think they came in and they really impressed and stuff. Sony, even though they're leading, nothing that they showed to me just wowed me. It was all expected. But like I said, thank you guys. I want to hear your thoughts. So email me at myop2. Thank you guys for tuning in here on Anomalous Radio Network. I really can't wait to the Critical Hit Anomalous. I hope they check watch the E3 conference, and I want to hear their thoughts. I really can't wait to see what they got to say. But thank you guys once again for tuning in. Check me out tomorrow when I do another episode about Ubisoft, EA, and some indie games. And then Monday, I'm going to be talking about Silent Hill. All right. Thank you guys for tuning in with me. Peace.